Lesson 7, Visualization Techniques. I think reinforcing the fact that the more work you put into this means that you get more results out of it is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but also necessary. Learning to show the dedication and respect to this technique and this skill, it's a good reminder to keep you grounded in that there's no halfway measures that will get you there. The dedication and the practice that you put into this is much like going to the gym and working out a muscle. You can go and make a few reps and lift a few weights, and if you're not really pushing yourself past the point of breaking down that muscle, you are never going to build that muscle any bigger. If you lift a dumbbell 3 or 4 times and call that a day, and run around telling everybody else that you go to the gym every day, it's not the same thing as putting in the work and breaking down that muscle tissue in order to build it back stronger. This works relatively the same. The dedication into this skill sometimes leads for a lot of tired eyes and a lot of low-level headaches as you start to break those barriers within inside your own mind. We haven't really discussed some of the fundamental signs of growth within the brain, so maybe this is a good place to start. There's a common headache that a lot of people that meditate regularly do when they're about to break through a new level or they're doing a lot of work to exercise that mind and building those new connections within their mind. And it's almost like a band of a headache that goes across the front of your forehead from ear to ear, kind of almost where a ball cap would lay on your head. This is a common signal of a very, very good thing that you're putting in the work to build those synapses and build those connections within your own mind, not to let it become a dissuader that you're going too far or you've done something wrong. This is no different than coming home from the gym with a sore muscle because you can feel that you worked it out today. Visualization all happens within that area itself. The mind's eye, or the third eye, lays just in the center of the forehead, just above the eyebrows, which is where we're going to push our vision to within the meditation itself. One of the most common practices is what's called lifting your eyes. When your eyes are closed, visualizing yourself or feel yourself lifting your eyes to the space just above your eyebrows. This becomes easier and easier over time when you're moving yourself into looking for visualizations. But it is something that takes practice and dedication along the way because it's easy to get distracted, especially if we slip back into sensation and some other part in our body is pulling our focus. In our company itself, we have one of our team members in the North American group that has a funny story about her toe when she used to meditate, and it was one of her biggest sources of distraction that her one toe would curl upwards as the more relaxed she got. But all this became was a distraction point that pulled her back out of her head and made the toe the most important thing in the meditation. Your body has a funny way of tripping yourself up in these moments, especially when you're moving from body to mind. Your responsibility in those moments is to look past the distraction, not get sucked into it, to maintain that discipline in exercising that skill set that you're practicing. But I think we're jumping a little too far too fast, so let's back up a little bit. While you're listening to this, I just want you to close your eyes and look for that speckled black and red kind of view of the inside of your eyelids. What it is the blocking out of the light and the wash through of the blood vessels in the eye itself. But I just want you to get comfortable with seeing what's right in front of your eyes when your eyes are closed. Some people will automatically jump into visualization at this point, but I want you to stay focused on seeing just the backsides of your eyelids and getting comfortable with that. We'll just call it a curtain. Now, once you're there, in the center of your vision, or what you're interpreting as your vision, I want you to pick out one speckle. It doesn't matter if it's black or red. Pick one point that looks fairly far off in the distance, and then let yourself fall into more or less a stare with it. Allow the sides of your peripheral vision of that curtain to kind of fade away so that the only thing the mind is concentrating on is that one speckle. This is going to be your first practice exercise that you're going to do along the lines of visualization to start honing that skill, getting comfortable with your focus point behind your eyes. The escalation of this is going to be pushing your eyes upwards like you're looking out your forehead. This takes a moment to figure out how this works exactly for you. There's a lot of how-to tricks about lifting your eyes up or bringing your intention higher in your soul. There's a lot of different ways to internalize the mechanics of doing this, but in truth, you're going to have to play around with it until you feel that visual shift in your eyes. So get comfortable practicing looking at the speckle, then start to move your eyes around from directly behind your eyelids to the metaphorical, pushing them up into your forehead. Now, once you do this, the easy way to go down this visualization road is to be patient. Although forcing visualizations is possible, it takes much more work than allowing them to come to you. So in these moments when you have time to practice, and it could be as simple as sitting on the couch or during a commercial break or anything like that, closing your eyes, finding the speckle, pushing your intention out, allowing yourself to fall into a stare with a speckle, and then waiting, moving your vision from directly from your eyeball level up into your forehead and back and forth between the two is exercising the muscle to be able to do this. Then comes the hardest part, is waiting. Allowing yourself to fall into that stare until something changes. In the beginning, these changes can be very subtle. For a small percentage of people, they can be very big and very dramatic right off the top. But for most people, you might notice a geometric change in that speckling pattern that's in your curtain. It might be a washing of color that takes over the black and red dappled look to it. It might even be a line or some movement within that speckled pattern. The idea is that you're going to try to just notice it without focusing on it, keeping your vision trained on your focal point throughout the course of what you're seeing. As this develops, it becomes easier and easier to keep your focus maintained on that and only see it through what you would recognize as your peripheral vision. Seeing it, being able to address it without focusing on it. Most of the time when we're in a meditation, jumping our focus from one point to another actually brings us out of that meditative state. So keeping our peripheral vision wide while our focus point disciplined will really aid you in this process to develop this skill. Another way to exercise your visualizing skill outside of meditation is to find a natural surface like wood grain, stone, tile, something with a little bit of the same variance that the inside of your eyelids have, sitting about 4 to 6 feet away from it and allowing your eyes to fall into a stare on it. You won't go into a deep stare. If your eyes go to the point of being crossed, you've gone too far. You might need to blink a few times, regain your vision. The thing you're trying to achieve is allowing the sides of your peripheral vision to blur out to the point that you have a tunnel in front of you without going all the way into a cross-eyed stare. Doing this over and over is the exact same eye movement that you're going to be practicing inside your meditation. So the A+ student also understands that it's practice outside and inside the skill that brings you to a new level. The C student will only practice inside the meditation moving forwards. You need to choose which one you want to be and how much of a maniac you want to be when you're developing new skills. Not because I'm trying to guilt you into one way or the other, but we need to be able to look at things honestly for the effort that you're putting in. One of the reasons I spoke to you of this at the beginning of the lesson is not to make anyone feel bad. But you need to be able to see that the results you get out of practicing the skill are a direct result of the efforts that you put into it. expecting it to be any other way is only going to develop more frustration within inside yourself. If you're only practicing when you have a chance to meditate, then your results should be as slow as you're practicing. But if you're the person that is going the extra mile to practice both in and out of meditation as something as simple as an eye movement, you should be able to expect those heightened results along the way. And we need to put the appropriate expectations on what practice means outside of meditation. When you're practicing this one very skill with your eyes, you're shooting for a minimum of 30 seconds to be able to hold that blurred peripheral vision while maintaining that focus, to a maximum of 1 minute. Holding it for any longer is only going to stress out and tire your eyes with no benefits as well. The skill to change the focus on your eyes and hold it, the maximum benefit is going to be 1 minute. Anything past that, you're just getting tired for the sake of being tired. Doing this repetitively on a day-to-day basis will tire out your eyes and you will develop that band headache, which is a good thing. So I tell you this only for your own expectations, is that's a sign along the way that you're going in the right direction. But forcing that past a minute at a time is pointless and it won't give you actually any benefit. So these are the two exercises that are fundamentally important for developing your visualization process in your meditation. But this isn't the end-all be-all, these are only the fundamentals. It's going to be up to you to adapt and change this as you start to experiment with these two exercises to see how many things you can actually see. Your ability to change your perception when you're awake is possible if you're willing to put in the work, which means seeing things a little bit differently, seeing the energy around things, seeing even a halo of lightness around common objects that have an electrical impulse is possible if you're willing to put in the work. What you do to change that and play around with that and accelerate that skill once you get some success with it is going to be up to you. There is no solid framework of A plus B equals C for me to tell you here today without knowing the context of what interests you in that moment or where you found success or where you found failure practicing these things. So stay flexible with both of them. As you practice these skills, even use your meditation log to start jotting down what works and what doesn't work. Even if it's something as simple as wood versus tile when you're awake and practicing, if wood is the thing that works very, very well for you, find different kinds of wood. Play with different shines of wood or different stains of wood. Look at the different grain patterns in the wood when you're focusing on different focal points and start adapting this exercise as you go along and allowing it to become a new exercise as you learn more things along the way. I will probably reiterate this 100 to 200 more times in the course of these lessons that this isn't just about me telling you what to do. This is about me exposing you to the tools, teaching you how to work them, and then me standing back and watching what you choose to build with them. Taking that level of confidence with inside yourself to start to experiment with these tools and make them your own is a crucial part of meditation on such a fundamental level. A lot of the frameworks that are out there will give you that stringent, strict framework to say only do A plus B equals C, but this is not what this course is designed to do. It's designed to teach you behind the scenes of that for allow you to figure out what C actually looks like for you. Because at the end of the day, my thoughts and feelings on meditation is about exposing you to get to know you. So then, inherently, there has to be a level and expectation that you eventually are going to take over the driver's seat and choose where to go. So until next time, we'll see you soon.